Avalanche report for Thursday, the 30th of January 2025. New snow and wind slabs above the tree line. Weak layers exist in the old snowpack, in particular on steep, shady slopes. Single backcountry tours can release avalanches easily, including large ones. All day it applies above the tree line considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2. All day, above the tree line, we have a wind slab problem. This in all aspects. Furthermore, all day, below the tree line, we have a wind slab problem. This in all aspects. Furthermore, all day, above the tree line, we have a persistent weak layer problem. This in all aspects. As a consequence of new snow and a strong to storm force wind, easily released wind slabs formed in particular adjacent to ridgelines and in gullies and bowls. On steep slopes and in gullies and bowls, and behind abrupt changes in the terrain, slab avalanches are possible, even large ones. And now the snowpack. Over a wide area 30 to 50 centimeters of snow, and even more in some localities, fell in the last few days above approximately 2,000 meters. In particular above the tree line, snow depths vary greatly, depending on the influence of the wind. The snowpack will be in most cases subject to considerable local variations. The various wind slabs have bonded poorly with the old snowpack. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Friday, the 31st of January 2025 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.